Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was 40 years ago tonight that 11 people died when they were caught in a crush of people at a Who concert in Cincinnati. Legendary New York DJ Dennis Elsis, now with WFUV, was on the air on WNEW-FM that night 40 years ago. Dennis, take us back. What happened that night outside the old Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati?
Well, you know, folks were lined up to see The Who. More than 18,000 tickets were sold, and about 14,000 of those, and I believe they were $10 each, were general admission, you know, standing on the floor. So that's a lot of people not in their seats in such a huge auditorium. Only 3,000 or 4,000 were sold with actual seats. So the crowd lined up, and you know how crowds can get a little restless. And apparently one of the radio stations in town had said doors would open at 5, and it just seemed to evolve into something that no one could have predicted. Folks were getting edgy. They started hearing music. They didn't know if the concert was, if The Who were finishing up a sound check. Actually, it is said that they were showing parts of the film that was out at that time, Quadrophenia. Whatever it was, the crowd started to surge. There weren't enough doors open. There wasn't enough security. And the unbelievable happened. There was a crush and people got killed.
Now, I understand the show went on. The Who didn't even know what had happened right outside the doors of the arena?
Well, apparently the fire marshal suggested that, yes, the show should go on. The Who staff, the Who never found out about it till after the show. But the I guess the fire marshal suggested to the Who's management that they had to have the show go on, that there might be even more of a riot if the show was stopped.
Did this tragedy make concert promoters and venues rethink how they handled big crowds?
Oh, I'm sure it did. I mean, the idea of selling so many freestanding seats definitely had to be given some thought. And of course, today there's so much security for a different reason. Of course, it's more for the threats that we've occurred in this time. So I think crowd control in general in the 21st century is a completely different operation.
One of our city's great musicologists, Dennis Elsis, over WFUV. Dennis, great talking with you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.